Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to tackle something pretty significant for America's energy picture. We're talking about developing our own hydrogen production capacity through these hydrogen hubs. Mm-hmm. We've been digging into material from hydrogen forms to really get a handle on why these hubs are, you know, so critical right now.
Yeah, and what jumps out immediately is the timing. Hydrogen Informs makes it clear these regional clean hydrogen hubs, they aren't just theoretical. They're actually set up now to test and refine the technologies we need to make cleaner hydrogen production work. It's really where the research hits the road.
Right. Practical application.
Wow.
But as we look at this, Hydrogen Informs also flags a potential, let's call it a speed bump. There were reports, you know, that the previous administration was looking at pretty big cuts to clean energy projects. Mm. And these hydrogen hubs might have been part of that review, potentially facing cuts.
Exactly. And the potential fallout from that, as Hydrogen Informs really stresses, isn't just about slowing down the tech side. We're talking about a real potential hit to regional economies all across the country.
Yeah.
And you also have to wonder, like, how does that square with the stated goals of boosting domestic energy and staying competitive globally? Seems like a bit of a conflict there.
Absolutely. And it's not some far-off thing either. There are real economic ripples happening now. Hydrogen Informs lays out how just announcing these hubs has already sparked activity. It's pulling in private money, creating actual jobs.
Good jobs, too.
Yeah, well-paying construction jobs, and then the ongoing operations jobs, too.
And it's not just a handful of jobs. Looking bigger picture, Hydrogen Informs puts the potential figure around, what, 334,000 jobs?
That's huge.
It is. And what's really interesting is who's involved. It's like everyone.
Yeah.
Universities, government bodies, industry players, unions, infrastructure companies. Yeah. It signals this really broad economic wave that doesn't just stop at the hub site. It helps out neighboring areas, too.
Okay, so let's pull back a bit from the local boost. How do these hubs slot into the bigger national energy picture? What's the main goal for, say, energy independence and competitiveness?
Well, the core idea, according to Hydrogen Informs, is really to kickstart a proper domestic market for clean hydrogen. And it's not just about covering our own needs. It's about making the U.S. a leader in this whole global hydrogen thing that's developing.
Right. So how specifically do the hubs help achieve that? What's the mechanism?
Hydrogen Informs points out a few things. First, they help broaden the types of energy we can produce reliably and hopefully cost effectively. They do this by backing different ways to make hydrogen. You've got natural gas, but with carbon capture.
Okay.
Biomass, nuclear power, renewables like wind and solar, a whole mix. And crucially, they note the costs for these methods are actually coming down. So it's about building a flexible, more affordable supply over time.
That's interesting because Hydrogen Informs also mentioned that hydrogen itself isn't brand new, right?
No, not at all.
It's already used in industry, in chemical processes, even in making some transport fuels. So we're not exactly starting from zero here.
Precisely. And you can see the belief in it from the money side, too.
Yeah.
Hydrogen Informs highlights tens of billions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, private sector investment that's already committed to these hub projects. That kind of money tells you industry sees a real future here.
And that investment, like we're saying, it's not just about the energy itself. Hydrogen Informs links it straight to economic progress. You mentioned the 330,000 plus jobs potential across the hub regions and nearby states. That's significant. Mm-hmm. And by building up this strong domestic hydrogen sector, the U.S. can really plant its flag as a leader, not just in making hydrogen, but in the technologies behind it. Mm-hmm. That could even mean exports down the line.
And there's another piece Hydrogen Informs brings up, making our energy supply chains more, well, secure.
Hmm.
How do the hubs fit into that?
Right. By encouraging this domestic industry, these hubs push innovation, R&D, and really importantly, the actual manufacturing of all the needed hydrogen tech right here in the U.S. When we build that capability here, we're less reliant on, you know, potentially shaky global energy markets. Gives us a tech advantage, too.
And that has a direct sort of knock-on effect for U.S. manufacturing in other areas, doesn't it?
Exactly. Hydrogen Informs calls out sectors like long-haul trucking, steel production, glass, cement, chemicals, even things like electrolytes for fuel cells.
Okay. How does that connection work?
Well, by creating a reliable hydrogen supply and guaranteeing customers, they call them off-takers, the businesses who will use the hydrogen, the hubs, stimulate both sides, the supply side and the demand side. And that strengthens manufacturing in all those areas that can use clean hydrogen.
Now, Hydrogen Informs really pushes the idea of a national hydrogen network.
Mm-hmm.
Why is connecting these hubs so important?
Yeah, this is a big point they make. Hydrogen Informs argues that a connected system where producers and users are linked up drastically improves the odds for each hub. It creates a bigger, more reliable customer base for everyone making hydrogen and a more competitive market for those buying it.
Okay.
They use a great example. Think about hydrogen-fueled trucks moving goods between, say, Chicago and Houston.
Right.
That only really works if there's a dependable network of places to refuel along that route, you know?
So the widespread availability is what encourages companies to actually invest in the hydrogen equipment in the first place.
Precisely. A trucking company is way more likely to buy hydrogen trucks if they know they can actually use them cross-country.
So each hub isn't just an island, it's part of a bigger ecosystem.
Exactly, and that's why, as Hydrogen Informs points out, pulling support from some hubs could actually damage the whole network.
Even hubs that look solid on their own.
Potentially, yeah. Because they lose those network benefits, the larger customer pool, the shared infrastructure advantages, it creates risk for everyone.
It really sounds like Hydrogen Informs sees these hubs as like a cornerstone of a whole energy strategy and all the above kind of thing, as they put it.
That's exactly the argument. They view hydrogen as a really key energy carrier for the future, especially for those tough spots like heavy industry and long distance transport. So a strong hub plan supports a diverse, resilient energy system overall.
And how is the U.S. positioned globally to actually make this hydrogen push work? Do we have advantages?
Hydrogen Informs seems pretty bullish on the U.S. here. They list several strengths. We've got abundant resources, lots of natural gas, huge renewable potential. We've got existing infrastructure, like all those pipelines on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, that helps.
And we're pretty advanced in carbon capture tech. Plus, they make a smart point that different parts of the world might want hydrogen made in different ways.
Ah, so our mix is actually a strength.
Yeah, having diverse production methods could be a real plus. They mention like ammonia made from renewable hydrogen potentially qualifying for European credits if it's used to fuel ships, shows that global angle.
Okay, we talked about potential policy shifts earlier. Mm-hmm. How much does Hydrogen Informs stress the need for, well, consistency there?
Oh, massively. They really hammer this point home. Billions in private money, remember?
Yeah. Tens of billions.
That money went in based on the federal government saying, yes, we're doing this.
Right. A commitment.
So when policy gets shaky, when there's talk of cutting funds, that trust just erodes. Investors get nervous.
Understandably.
They might pull back, delay things, which leads to project cancellations, delays, and real American jobs being lost. Hydrogen Informs basically says that instability is toxic for building this industry and could even push companies to invest overseas instead.
So the bottom line from Hydrogen Informs seems pretty stark. Messing with the Hydrogen Hub program could have some serious negative ripple effects.
Absolutely. Their conclusion is that weakening these hubs would really slow down the growth of our own hydrogen economy. It would stifle American innovation in a key area, block the development of that crucial market, and just generally put the brakes on economic growth.
And that's despite the program having support across the aisle, right?
Yeah, they point out it has bipartisan backing. So their strong recommendation is keep the funding going, keep the support strong, protect the jobs and the investments already made and planned across the country.
Okay, so boiling down those key insights from Hydrogen Informs, these hydrogen hubs, they're framed as absolutely crucial for boosting U.S. energy production, for creating real economic growth, and for keeping America competitive globally. But... and it's a big but. Their success really hangs on continued government support and, crucially, stable policies.
Definitely. And if you want to get into more of the details and data behind this, we highly recommend checking out hydrogeninforms.com.
Yeah, lots more there. And maybe a final thought for you to chew on. Thinking about our energy future, what are the really long-term consequences, good and bad, of making or not making these big bets on hydrogen infrastructure now? It affects more than just energy. It shapes the whole economy.